heard the world press refuse to take on Johnny Rotten at the infamous press conference. Radio 1's Marianne Hobbs sticks her oar in where nobody else dared. Glenn Matlock, Steve Jones and Paul Cook get the full treatment. Johnny Rotten gets what he deserves. The Great Rock and Roll Swindle, Part 4, next Sunday at 7 on 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
Some extra moments in that from my earphones, I regret to say. Sorry about that. I wonder whether any top footballers listen to these programmes. I expect they do, probably listening right now. This is EZD, and it's a white label, and it comes from an EP called The Earth, I think. I've left my glasses at home. No, the North, there you go. Can't read a thing. Gimme Gimme is the title of the track, though, and this is Gorky's Psychotic Monkey.
Something obscene, and we cried in our pint for no reason at all, except that our lives were shite and we wanted so much more.
Now hear those guitars, boys, singing. They're singing for you, singing for me. Now hear those teachers teaching.
To a hamper, and to a surprise, I like watching this. And I take out my hamper, and to my surprise, she likes watching mine.
Now hear those choir boys singing.
Cute as a button, Gorky's Psychotic Monkey on Angst Records, the current single, which is Lucy's Hamper. And the first coming up now, we've got two sessions for you tonight. One from Biss, that'll be coming up in just a moment. The other from Terry Edwards and The Scapegoats. And The Scapegoats are Jem Moore, bass and vocals on one of the tracks, although not the one I'm about to play you now. Ian Watson, Ian R. Watson, no less, on guitar and trumpet, and Ian White on drums. And from this ensemble, a tune called I Like My Low Life Low. Guitar, Play the Blues. Terry Edwards and the Scapegoats in session, I Like My Low Life Low. And Terry, with his one of his other bands, Butterfield 8, plays on the 21st of June at the Jazz Cafe in London, and then on the 28th with the Scapegoats at Pigeons in Stratford, which I think is part of London as well, or just outside it anyway. And here's the first from Biss, another session from them, and I've been looking forward to this all week, and I'm sure you have too. This is Sweet Shop Avengers. Biss in session, the first of them, which is called Sweet Shop Avengers, and of course Terry Edwards and Biss are now label mates, and both in the same programme. I think there should be a free lunch for me in that, if nothing else. Black Star Liner. Incidentally, there's later on in the session from Biss, there's a song called We Love John Peel. I don't think you should miss that. This is Black Star Liner, as I hinted before.
Yeah. neglected to tell you, I am going to use your music to make you Earthlings a little more flexible in your dealings with my distant planet. And you, my musical friend, will make it possible. Roll the tape!
Ever be. That's Man or Astro Man and the excellent The Evil Sounds of Planet Spectra, which has now reoccurred on an EP from Estrus Records with three tracks, or at least two tracks anyway, which I've not heard previously and will play you in future programmes. And before that it was Black Starliner and a track from a forthcoming LP of theirs to be issued on July the 8th called Yemen Qatar Connection. The track I played you was Ottoman Empire, and it comes with a letter from Chock out of Black Starliner written in the back of a van, and he says in part anyway, could you mention a thanks to all the people in Edinburgh and Aberdeen who entertained the band at various alcoholic dispensaries until the early wee hours. Ross and Donna, rough road here, and it becomes illegible. So there you go. This is from Philistines Junior. We've got a session from them coming up shortly, I think. The Russians burned my uncle's house down. They also lost 3-0 to Germany, of course, this afternoon.
production as part of Music Live 96, we're tunneling out of the studio and servicing at London's Hippodrome to host a priority night with live music from three new bands, Octopus, Three Colours Red and Catatonia.
Then, just as the ink's still drying on our backstage passes, we're off to Queen's University in Belfast on Wednesday to go on campus. We'll have Lush and Joyrider, and we have an extended licence for live music until 10 o'clock.
That's the evening session on location.
97 to 99 FM. Radio. Music Live.
Ever since I started doing these programmes, I've been trying to get records back-to-back that had record company names that almost rhymed, and that's the closest I've ever come. The first of those records was on Lissy's Records, the second on Dishy, it's pretty close. The second one was by Soul Bosser, and the first by the Philistines Jr., and that was called The Russians Burned My Uncle's House Down. After the news, Retsin.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
The Irish government says it may break all contact with Sinn Féin after yesterday's bombing in Manchester. The party may now be barred for good from peace talks. Irish Premier John Bruton.
How could a political party continue to associate with the IRA after the appalling events in Manchester? That's the question that they must answer for themselves. It's not for me to answer that question for them. The questions now need to be put.
14 people are still in hospital after the blast. One woman needed 300 stitches to a face wound. Consultant surgeon Peter White said her injuries were some of the worst he'd ever seen.
People looking at her will see facial scarring, and that is going to be a lifelong situation. So I think she's going to feel that relationships and talking to people is going to be difficult. And I think she'll need a lot of support and help.
Manchester police say the van in which the bomb was planted was last spotted in Peterborough on Friday. Plans to bring in new gun controls in Australia have been attacked by angry crowds. Premier John Howard was heckled in Victoria when he said a ban on semi-automatic weapons would make the country safer. It comes just 2 months after 35 people were killed in the Tasmania massacre. Exit polls in the Russian election show Boris Yeltsin has failed to be re-elected as president. It looks like voters will have to go to the polls again to choose between Yeltsin and his communist opponent. opponent. 2,000 homes in Plymouth are still without water this evening after a main burst. At one stage, 50,000 people were cut off. Houses and shops were flooded, including this man's.
Absolute sheer panic. I mean, what do you do when, you know, sort of water's sort of pouring in your front door? I mean, it's just gushing in, you know? You know, sort of like you grab your clothes, you grab your shoes and you just get out.
No criminal charges are to be brought over the repeated use of the F-word in Dennis Potter's TV drama Karaoke. Clean-up campaigner Mary Whitehouse claimed it broke obscenity laws. She was disappointed the Crown Prosecution Service was taking no action.
I don't think Shakespeare ever felt driven to using language quite as crude and violent and ugly as this.
In sport, Germany beat Russia 3-0 at Old Trafford and European champions Denmark lost 3-0 to Croatia. Damon Hill has won the Canadian Grand Prix. Radio 1 Newsbeat, I'm Angus Crawford.
Radio 1, more music.
Very nice too. That's Retin from an LP that's been around for a few weeks now, actually, perhaps even months, called Egg Fusion on Simple Machines Records from Arlington, Virginia, and that was called Duck Out. Here's another one from our chum Terry Edwards and the Scapegoats. This is called Boots Off.
Thank you.
You never know with long fades, do you, really, when you're supposed to start talking? I think about now, actually, probably the best. Terry Edwards and the Scapegoats in session, and that's called Boots Off. And this is one from Laser Boy from the LP on Freak Records. Freak spelled, as I'm sure you know, with two E's. The LP's called Forget Nothing. It's a crazy business.
I'm too strong of a personality to disintegrate.
Channels, the long ball, it's Alan Green now.
He's only been on the pitch just seconds.
box. They passed to Ian Brown.
He scores! Oh, what a goal!
And back to Roddy Forsyth. Wow. And it's in. Straight past Mike Ingham.
Brilliant goal!
Award-winning sports coverage from the people who really know what they're talking about. Euro 96. From start to finish, it's covered. 909 and 693 medium wave. 5 live.
We'll be right back.
This is The Collective on Back to Basics Records. The track's called Life, as you might imagine. Well, it's a pretty fair question, I must say. In case you hear any crashing as of falling masonry during the rest of the programme, it's just technical people removing bits of equipment from this studio to put them in next door, where Andy Kershaw's going to have live music from Cindy Lee Berryhill during his programme between 10 and 12, right here on Radio 1. Before The Collective, it was Laser Boy on Freak Records and the LP Forget Nothing, and It's a Crazy Business. Two tunes now from Biss, the second of them being the much awaited We Love John Peel. The first, though, Antiseptic Poetry.
Out of my face, filling with devotion. Who will
book these people, whoever they are, and do it now. That's Biss in session. The first tune was called Antiseptic Poetry, and the second, We Love John Peel. I'm all in favour of that kind of thing, I must say. The more of it, the better, say I. This is June of 44 from the LP Tropics and Meridians, Lusitania. Nearly caught me with that false ending, but not quite. I didn't move fast enough, to tell the truth. That came from June of 44. That's the name of the band. Lusitania is the title of the track. It's all on Quarter Sticks Records. And as always, the faxes are pouring in. And here's one from our pals, Kay. I've got to stop saying that. From the band Cable, to tell me some gigs they got later in the month and next month. Specifically on the 25th of June, Kingston Dionysus. On the 26th, Southend Esplanade. On the 28th, Tunbridge Wells Forum. And on the 29th, Dublin Castle in London. And others coming up in July, which I'll mention closer to the time. And they say, dear John, hope you're enjoying the fantastic weather, even though you're tied to the wheels of steel this evening. Why was Mr. Lamack in your seat last Sunday? Surely not a football-related absence, I hope. Well, no, it wasn't, and I should have earlier in the programme. Thanks, Steve, for taking my place on the programme. I wasn't going to say anything about this because, you know, in case people thought I was kind of after a sympathy vote or something like that, but I know that there are people who have been listening to these programmes for a very long time and to take them personally and feel the same about myself and, you know, our friends and stuff like that. And there are people, as I say, who have been listening to these programs and feel that they're their programs, and I'm just the lucky bugger who actually gets to play the records and take them home and file them away and keep them. And what happened, we've always thought in our family that if anybody had any kind of an interesting seizure of any sort, it was likely to be me. I mean, you know, overweight and not terrifically fit and not getting all the exercise that I should be doing and all that sort of thing. But at the beginning of the month, the pig, Sheila, my wife, had a brain hemorrhage, and she's all right now, and she's back home and everything. But we had, as you might imagine, I mean, the most terrifying and ghastly and awful week of my entire life. I've never been so frightened. And I was on the Isle of Man when I got the news. Our Alexandra phoned up and told me about it. And Kershaw was there as well, of course. We were there for the TT races. And Radio 1's Chris Lycett and Kershaw themselves were superb and wonderful, and I should like to thank them publicly for helping get me back to the mainland. Andy drove down overnight with me from Heysham to Cambridge to Adam Brooks, because Sheila had been taken initially to Ipswich Hospital and then to Adam Brooks in Cambridge and so forth. And when I got there, I had to sign forms and so forth, and she went in and had a five-hour operation, during which time the children and myself sat downstairs in more terror than I can possibly describe to you. And as I say, she's all right now, and everything's okay. But that's the reason that I didn't do last Sunday's programme, and as you might imagine, the Saturday programme that was preceded that and the programmes the weekend before that were actually pre-recorded, which under the circumstances was probably just as well. But all this sort of thing does give you a considerable pause for thought. And I would like very much, again publicly, to thank the people at Ipswich Hospital and at Adam Brooks, particularly all of the staff on Ward A3, you look at them with when they came into her room, you looked at them with something approaching reverence, because you thought these people have helped save her life. didn't mind me telling you all that stuff about the pig, but I wanted to get it off my chest. These are the dub specialists. That's Chris Petter and Doug Wardrop yet again on Crispy Records. And the LP is Dub to Dub, Beat to Beat, Volume 2. The track's called Dub Slide. This next is from Steve Bicknell from Bracknell. No, actually not from Bracknell at all, but it would be nice if he was. They're kind of neat anyway. On Cosmic Records from an LP called Why and For Whom. None of the tracks seem to have titles, although the pictures on the labels are quite beautiful, so that kind of compensates for that. Actually, perhaps Steve Bicknell is from Bracknell, but it is too much to hope for, probably. That's Untitled Piece from the LP Why and For Whom, and another one from Terry Edwards coming up in just a moment, Terry Edwards and the Scapegoats. Should point out, though, that he's got an EP released on Ouija Records, as I hinted. I've got to stop saying that as well. But he does have an EP released on Ouija Records with the Harlem Knocked on there, amongst other things, and I'll play you that on next Saturday's programme, which has a session in it from Pussy Crush. And there isn't a programme on Sunday, of course, because it's Sex Pistols night right here on Radio 1. Terry Edwards and pals, and this is Sick Through Drink.
Number one dance station presents,
for the first time ever,
the Radio 1 Dance Stage at the Phoenix Festival, 18th to the 21st of July. Thursday night is Goa night. Friday, Perfecto night with Paul Oakenfold. Saturday night, live on Radio 1 with Tintin, Danny Rampling, John Digweed and Pete Tong. After that lot, you'll need a chill on Stealth night with Cold Cut, DJ Food, The Herbalizer and so much more.
Warning! The Radio 1 dance stage at Phoenix 96 could be hazardous to your conformity.
Be there or listen on 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
hazardous to your conformity is a bit po-faced, isn't it, I think. Anyway, that was Hubcap and a tune called Moss Worth Embossing, which is on Action Boy Records, Action Boy 300 Records, actually, from that compilation LP Ground Rule Double. And I'll play you another track from that before the end of the programme. Before that, it was Terry Edwards and the Scapegoats in Session and Sick Through Drink. And now we're back again with Biss. Unfortunately, not another song about me, alas. In fact, if you're listening to yesterday's programme, then you'll have heard the record of this anyway, which is on K Records on that split single with Heavenly. This is Caroline. And that's called Caroline. As I say, you can get a record of that on K Records from wherever it is, Washington State, with Heavenly, a rather good tune from Heavenly on the other side of it. Now, where are we? This is a fax from Stuart of Lock Action Records, is it? A little faint at the bottom. It says, could you please tell your informed listeners about this gig in Edinburgh? That's not how you spell Edinburgh, as a matter of fact, but it's the Music Box on Tuesday night with Low, Mugwa, to be confirmed, it says, Pilot Can, Esker, of course, tipped for the top by The Guardian, no less, and The Oil Stars. This is Code. Thank you. Noises that I like. This is Code on Proxy Records, 12-inch, and it's called Elastic Kick. And anything else I can tell you about it? Not a great deal, I'm afraid. Here's another one from Terry Edwards and the Scapegoats.
Well, hush my mouth and freeze my face. That man don't belong no human race. All the people's words going round in my head like I wish I was a baby. Sometimes I wonder what I'm
Right, that's it. 14 seconds, they said, and 14 seconds it was. Terry Edwards and the Scapegoats, and that's called Cover Versions. And everybody's going crazy about Tiger, so I understand, from the Music Weeklies at least. And I'm sure this record, the A side of the record, has been played loads of times on the evening session, and quite rightly so. But have they played the B side? They probably have, but in case they haven't, I prefer it, and here it is. This is Where's the Love? Fierce Panda Records, the B-side is Shining in the Wood, that's Tiger, and it's called Where's the Love? After the news, Chicane.
97 to 99 FM. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Manchester police say the van which carried the city centre bomb was last seen in Peterborough on Friday. 14 people are still in hospital. One woman needed 300 stitches to a face wound. Sinn Féin should not be ruled out of all-party peace talks, according to a leading nationalist. The SDLP's Joe Hendren said the Manchester bombing was an obscenity, but dialogue had to continue. Two teenagers have drowned in a quarry in County Durham. The two died while swimming to cool off after an afternoon's fishing. Boris Yeltsin is only 6% ahead of his communist rival in the Russian presidential elections, according to exit polls. It means voters will have to go to the polls again next month. 2,000 homes in Plymouth are still without water after a main burst flooding shops and houses. South West Waters called on homeowners to save supplies in containers. Cleanup campaigner Mary Whitehouse says she's disappointed no criminal charges are to be brought over Dennis Potter's TV drama Karaoke. She claims the repeated use of the F word breached obscenity laws. The Crown Prosecution Service said it would take no action. Damon Hill has won the Canadian Grand Prix. His teammate Jack Villeneuve was second. In Euro 96, reigning champions Denmark went down 3-0 to Croatia, and Germany beat Russia by the same score. Radio 1 Newsbeat, I'm Angus Crawford.
Radio 1, more music.
Pop for the Now Generation from Chicane. That's on Human Condition Records out of Edinburgh, and the title of the track is Just Not Sorry. Interestingly enough, actually, I rather fancied Croatia to, you know, as outsiders to win Euro 96, and Alison, the producer, had the same sort of feeling about Portugal, and I think the two of them meet this week on Wednesday, having a bit of a bet on the match, but I bet Croatia come away with it anyway. This is Biss, and the last one from them of what has been a fine, is it a third session already? Extra, no, fourth even. They'll catch the fall one of these days. This is Rebel Soul.
John Peel Cub Duck.
We'll be right back.
And the promotions company, the Semi, that little gem, sent me about 20 new records this week or over the past couple of weeks, which I look forward to hearing a great deal. That's Hixie and Lady Trixie on Mental Platinum Records, and it's called, somewhat improbably actually, One Spliff. And before that, it was Biss in Session, the last from them, which was Rebel Soul, and this is the last from Terry Edwards and the Scapegoats, Sex Machine. Weird vocals on this by bassist Jem Moore, Terry Edwards and the Scapegoats, the last from them in Session, that's called Sex Machine. And here's another track, as promised, from that LP on Action Boy 300, the Ground Rule double compilation LP, and this one's by the Trigger Quintet.
Yeah. and every week on the Kershaw programme. Anything and everything from Bangra to Bluegrass, Calypso to Cajun, Doug to Dancehall, Sucoos to Springsteen. From Memphis to Mombasa, we cover the lot. Andy Kershaw, Sunday nights, 10 till midnight, 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
Stuff. The Mississippi Mud Steppers, that's Charlie McCoy and Bo Carter, Jackson Stomp on your Zoo Records, from an LP called, well, you can always hum the title to yourselves, The Early American Black Music Scene Before the Blues, Volume 1. And before that, it was the Trigger Quintet on Action Boy 300 Records from the LP Ground Rule Double. This is Beavis at Bat. Now, see, there are moments in the course of this where it sounds to me as though it's jumping. In fact, it is jumping. Let's face facts. Initially, I thought this was all part of the fun, but I could be wrong. Is it jumping? Anyway, whether it's jumping or not, it's by Hard Floor, and it comes from an LP on Harthouse Records called Home Run, and that was Beavis at Bat. And the last record that I have for you this weekend, don't forget that next Saturday is Pussy Crushing Session, 6 brand new numbers, and then on Sunday, no programme because it's Sex Pistols night. There's a kind of savage irony in that, which I won't bother to outline for you. And the last record comes from an LP called A BBC History, I mean, that's part of the title anyway, on Band of Joy Records, featuring Tyrannosaurus Rex and T-Rex. And I'm going to play you Juniper Suction now, taken from a BBC session. And you'll be horrified, perhaps, I imagine, as I was, when I realised that the other voice in this, I mean, you know, the non-singing voice is, well, it's me. And in sort of 1967, 1968 style-y. Really rather grim, I have to say.
There's a crawling sensation, an astral vibration that's sucking me into your side. I can tell by your hair in a juniper tear, an apology twist to your mind. I've constructed your frame in a plasticine game, and your eyes are the sweets of my youth. But I'm naked and bare in the eyes of your stare, and I'm useless at telling the truth. So I hide with my head in the dead of the bed, and my body is stuck through your eyes. And I quiver and shiver and start to deliver the bits that I vanish inside.
Do you think that that particular song will get any plays on the BBC?
I think for albums it doesn't matter too bad. I mean, I'd like them to, and perhaps they would. But if it doesn't, you know, the good thing about albums is you can afford not to, because there are tracks that they will play. And they, you know, people learn about them. It's sad that they don't play them, but I think that we all must do what we feel and dig, and we'll do it, and people will learn about it. For singles, it would be foolish to put it out, because they know what we'll play it. And consequently, you'd probably bomb out sadly, only because no one knew about it.
Mark Boland of Tyrannosaurus Rex.
I've taken 30 seconds of your programme, Andy. It wasn't worth it, was it?
You can annoy you. More and more. I want to hear more.
No, you're not going to.
You come back on that one.
No, I don't. No.
That's it. I'm not one to cast stones anyway, because I was once guest whistler on one of your sessions. I don't know whether you remember that, back in 1985.
Was that a Billy Bragg session?
No, it was a Dawn Chorus. And
of course it was, yes.
And the Blue Tits session.
That's right.
Guest whistler, anyway. Anyhow, thanks a lot.
OK.
And I've got something you haven't got. Hit it, Neil. Neil Young and Crazy Horse and Big Time was the song from Neil's new one, or rather forthcoming one, released the week after next, I think. Broken Arrow, anyway, is the name of the album. Aren't we about due for another one called Russ Never Sleeps? I think we must be. And don't forget, you can see Neil Young and Crazy Horse at the Phoenix Festival near Stratford-on-Avon on Friday the 19th of July, and I shall try and squeeze in another one from Neil Young a bit later on. Hiya, this is BBC Radio 1, 97 to 99 FM. You're listening to the Kershaw programme with live guest tonight, Cindy Lee Berryhill. And we shall have the first one from Cindy Lee after this from Papa Wemba. you seem to enjoy that from the start.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice one. Nice groove going on and lots of good melodic musicality.
That's Papa Wemba and Salah Keba, meaning Be Careful, from his album For Real World Records from last year, Emotion, or Emotion, I suppose, if you're from Zaire. Well, it's taken you 10 years to get yourself on this programme. Welcome at last, Cindy Lee Berryhill, and thanks for coming on. You're flying home tomorrow, so...
Yeah, in about 7 hours.
That's the pity of it. It's not much of a promotional appearance on the radio for your tour, which finished when, yesterday?
Yeah, I think yesterday or the day before was the last one that was in Exeter.
But you're coming back fairly soon, aren't you?
Yeah, in about a month.
Not much point going home, really, is there?
That's a good point, but I've been over here for 6 weeks. So, I need to go check out, like, the beach while it's happening right now, because I live on the beach.
In San Diego, is
yeah,
this?
Yeah, just north of San Diego. Uh-huh. So it's a happening time of the year, you know. Got to go back there for a swim or two and then come back.
Okay. Well, yeah. Play as your first one for tonight. What's this going to be?
All right. Well, this is a song that came out on my first record, which was record was called Who's Gonna Save the World, so there might be a couple of people that remembers that one. I was a man like heroes in books that go a-traveling. Lord, if I was a man, could take a boxcar out if I wanted. Damn, I wish I was a man. I'd play the field for nothing but fun. Lord, if I was a man, they'd say she gone bad, but I'd have a good reputation. A Southern California high school freshman. Lord, if I was a man, I'd call guys wimps by calling them a woman. Damn, I wish I was a man. I'd look naturally important at my office desk. Lord, if I was a man, they'd never mistake me as the receptionist. Damn, I wish I was a man. Sexy with a belly like Jack Nicholson. Lord, if I was a man, it'd say no fat chicks in the bumper of my Volkswagen.
I wish I'd known you were going to do that. I would have followed it with Loudon Wainwright's I Wish I Were a Lesbian. Actually.
Oh, really? Does he have a song?
Oh, yeah, on his, either his last album or the one before. Yeah.
Well, when we do the show together, I'll have to request it.
Which is, actually, I should pass over the information for that, shouldn't I? You're going to be back in this country and doing a show, first of all, with Keb Moore, the blues singer and guitarist, at the Queen Elizabeth Hall in London, on Thursday the 18th of July, and then the night after, the Friday the 19th, you're at the Barbican, opening for the great Loudon Wainwright, so...
Indeed.
You must listen out for his song, I Wish I Were a Lesbian. Actually, there's one on your new album, which you could continue that sort of theme. Tell us the story about Diane.
Oh, Diane, that is funny, because I was just thinking about that song, that I'd kind of like to do it next. Well, Diane, I used to be in a punk rock band that was not... we weren't famous or anything like that. I mean, we were totally obscure. We only played in a couple of garages in Los Angeles and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And we all had various breakdowns and stuff. And I had a fairly normal breakdown. I just moved back in with my parents for a year and a half. But this one guy had a kind of an interesting breakdown where he kind of smashed his guitar up and everything. And then his rock scientist dad called up and said he can't be in the band anymore. So that was the end of that guy. But... then a few years ago, I got this phone call, and it was a woman's voice, and she said, hi, my name's Diane, and I used to be in a band with you, the Stupids. And I said, well, that's kind of weird, because I was the only girl in the band. She says, well, yeah, but that was before I had the surgery. So, if you know what I mean. She said to me, on talking, she said... a woman's orgasm is a great and wondrous thing. Where does it come from? Apparently unnecessary for any functional reason. It is then a gift of God, a window to the immortal soul, required reading of the poet. Circa 81. Let's just say she looked different back then. We both like weird stuff and Brian Wilson. Maybe I had a crush on her. She was manlier back then. She called herself Lynn. Maybe I just fell for her. Sci-fi daddy bought her doctors. At least there was a story on the scars to the straight guys that had questioned her. Shape, cut you like mistletoe, embroider.
big girl now.